Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Todd Eberle of St. Mary's College. Todd, you've been thinking about the most recent Supreme Court decision about campaign financing called the McCutcheon decision, and I guess that name will become common in political circles soon. The decision takes the limits off overall contributions by a donor during a campaign season. What's that likely to mean in Maryland, do you think?
You know, Maryland also had an aggregate limit on donations, and Maryland had one of the lowest limits in the country. It was $10,000 was the total amount that any donor could give during the four-year election cycle to all candidates and races taking place. Now, the State Board of Elections has said, based on the McCutcheon decision, even though the law on limits is still in the books, McCutcheon means that the state can't enforce it. So they are no longer enforcing that limit. And now that means donors in Maryland, although they can still only give $4,000 to a particular candidate or $4,000 to a PAC, they can continue giving to different candidates and different PACs with no limit.
So what do you imagine is happening in the boiler rooms of these campaigns? Are they just taking another look at their donor lists?
Absolutely. You know, imagine that you lived in a state where one party was a distinct minority party, say only claimed about 26% of the population, but had a few donors with very, very deep pockets. Well, suddenly those deep-pocketed donors could make contributions to every candidate for state senate, every candidate for the House of Delegates, and then additionally make donations to PACs that might be making donations to candidates or running other types of advocacy ads. So you suddenly have this potential of, if we've got a couple of donors with really, really deep pockets, we can just go to them and say, you know, we got a whole slate of races here that we think we could be competitive in, but we need the financing.
The only thing you have to do as a donor is make sure that a PAC doesn't spend any of the money that you give for a candidate with whom you have already maxed out, as they say.
Right.
Because it would be attributable, and then you would be over the limit on the individual candidate. But so those are the kind of details that the campaign treasurers are dealing with. I mean, I guess people would guess, maybe you would too, that Republicans would really fare quite well under this new law.
Well, you know, my assumption is, especially in Maryland, where their donor base simply isn't as large, that this creates much more of an opportunity for them than it does for Democrats. Nationally, I mean, the data suggests that both parties have a pretty good basis of deep-pocketed donors. But I think there are going to be states where you see it will have differential effect just based on, you know, whether or not there's one party that has tended to be dominant.
Todd, thanks again very much for being with us.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
For Todd Eberle, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.